Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
It's time to take command.
Commanders fans who want to dig deeper into the X's and O's, the Take Command podcast is the pod for you. I'm Grant Paulson, and along with my co-host, 10-year NFL tight end Logan Paulson, we break down the plays and schemes and give you in-depth analysis, honest evaluations, and the context you need to truly understand the game. New episodes drop immediately after games and every Tuesday and Thursday. Listen to and follow Take Command wherever you get your pod.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters: your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
So we're trying to book a third guest to talk about Washington's football team. Striking out all over the place. We can't find anybody. Darius turns around, looks out the window, alleyway. Chris Russell, our buddy, fresh off his podcast on the Deuce, is screaming at the top of his lungs at a parked car. Nobody's sure who's winning the argument or who's losing it.
Wow.
But he's there. He's available. They waved to him, said, come on up and talk to us. So he joins us for the last part of the Beltway Blitz.
Greeny.
Thank you, buddy.
You know, I am a permanent fixture in the alleyway, which is a horribly constructed alleyway, and whoever thought of it should be absolutely...
Is that why you were yelling at the car?
Axe clubbed over the head. I am a permanent fixture out of CK's office window. And as a matter of fact, that's how some people actually knew that I worked here.
Wow.
Because they saw my face on a pogo stick thing or whatever you call it in CK's window.
All right, enough about that. Yes. Let's get to the matters at hand on the Beltway Blitz. What don't you like about the alleyway structure?
Oh, my God. It is an absolute nightmare. Whoever designed it should be, again, just clubbed over the head with an axe. People drive way too fast. People
sounds
are
very
dumb.
Scary, by the
people
way.
Are stupid. And there's never-ending trucks in there that are blocking everybody's path.
What do you think of people driving?
They suck.
Okay.
They're horrible.
If there was one municipality or state where drivers are better or worse, like is there one in particular in your mind, like one group of people are worse?
Well, I used to think it was Maryland, but now I just think it's Maryland, D.C., Virginia, Florida.
Oh, it's everybody.
I'm sure California, New York. No, in New York, we're pretty smart. Mm. We actually know how to drive.
Mm. Do you really?
Yeah. Mm.
What is it about drivers that annoys you so much? And what do you think of the stretch on 95 between like Woodbridge and Fredericksburg?
Well, thankfully, I don't really have to do that much anymore, but it sucks. It's awful.
Okay.
95 is a pit of hell. 66 is, it's not a pit of hell, but it is like a little slice of hell.
Yeah.
It's a little slice of hell. It all sucks. It all stinks. Nobody can drive. Everybody's too busy zigzagging and changing lanes and going absolutely nowhere. I'm going to probably get into a fight or worse one day because I beat my horn at people that decide to switch lanes unnecessarily just so that they can move 3 inches ahead of somebody else.
So talking about futility and moves that don't make any sense.
Yes.
Thank you. Here's your transition. Can you believe that the local football team didn't do anything? Like nothing.
Nothing.
Like nobody's benched.
Nothing.
No one's got lost a little responsibility.
Well, Joe Witt's coming out of the press box.
He's just changing his vantage point. He's literally going to make bad calls from a different spot.
Mm-hmm.
Can you believe that?
It's astronomically perplexing. Look, I did not want them to add anybody at the trade deadline. I wanted
them
to trade about 15 guys. I would have taken anything, a used bag of footballs, a couple of sweaty jock straps, or a draft pick in 2029 if I could get that.
What do you
but
want
apparently
to do with
I couldn't
a couple
get
sweaty
that.
Jock straps?
Well, you know, I mean, you guys do a segment on Mondays, don't you?
Game balls and gassers?
Oh, yeah. Well, I was thinking maybe we could do game balls and sweaty jock straps.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Commanders fans who want to dig deeper into the X's and O's, the Take Command podcast is the pod for you. We break down the plays and schemes and give you in-depth analysis. New episodes drop immediately after games and every Tuesday and Thursday. Listen to and follow Take Command wherever you get your pods.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
I guess we're up for anything.
Right, we'll change it up. We love ratings.
Look, someone's got to pull the rope around here.
Well, certainly not those of us on the deuce on a podcast.
You want some nummies, get Corporate Clary to get some video going of you on a jock strap that's dirty, that's used, and we'll have some business.
That would be silly.
You'll get some clickies.
How do we get that?
But seriously, the fact that they didn't do anything, again, I have no problem that they weren't Dallas. The Giants didn't do anything either, and they're worse than the Commanders, but at least the Giants have a healthy quarterback. This quarterback is going to be out for at least 3 to 4 weeks, and probably, I don't know, after the gobbledygook I heard from Dan Quinn today about still getting more medical opinions and this, that, and the other thing, I have no trust.
You can't
no
be throwing faith. Gobbledygook at Dan Quinn. That's your guy.
It was my guy. It was my guy.
Whoa! Hold on!
Hold the phone.
Stop screeching record!
I'm a little salty after what he said last week
was
about the wide receivers.
Guy?
Yeah. A little salty.
You're flipping on
Dan Quinn.
And the fact that they butchered the Noah Brown thing, and they're going to butcher the Terry McLaurin thing, and they're going to butcher the Jaden Daniels thing.
With Ben Johnson, already hopping off the Dan Quinn train.
Well, the difference is I actually had empirical proof that Dan Quinn would be a good hire and a good head coach. You just had play calling success with a bunch of great players.
Yeah, crazy that having an offensive
mind.
Well,
I mean, I had data that suggested Dan Quinn would be a great hire and a great culture changer. And that's exactly what he was.
Excellent.
Year two, problem, just like it's been for...
I feel like...
Jaden Daniels.
I feel like a crazy person, okay? I'm all of a sudden defending all these guys because I think people are reacting way too much, way too fast. Now, if you're just saying you're frustrated, he's not doing a great job, he needs to do this better, needs to clean this up, whatever. Like, there are people, I think it's insane, who think Adam Peters should be on a hot seat.
Who
think Dan Quinn should be fired.
No, I'm not suggesting that.
I know, but I'm just saying, I think that the discourse has gotten crazy. Even now, it's my turn, I'm now defending Jaden Daniels.
Yeah.
People are saying he's a bust and all that. Like, the insanity the last month during this horrendous stretch, I don't understand. Now, I get... And I'm not a homer. I'm not one of these people carrying water. This has been terrible. Everyone should be furious. But I am... Can we all agree there's like a difference between calling for jobs and having these crazy opinions after a month and saying, okay, let's figure something out?
Yeah, I mean, I'll admit I'm semi-irrational at times. Maybe more than semi-irrational. Mm. But I'm not ridiculous and just some of the crap that you see in the cesspool of hell known as Twitter.
That's true. Maybe I'm overreacting.
And by the way, it's rarely that we
loud minority.
It's rarely that we get that on the phones. I don't think. I mean, you get passion and you get guys that are frustrated on the phones, but I don't think you get the idiocy that you get on Twitter. I'll just say that. But that being said, I want to be clear. I am not trying to fire Dan Quinn. I am not trying to bench Jaden Daniels.
He's just not your guy anymore.
He's lost some support from the old Rooster Arena.
So two things. Man. One, I'm impressed you can get calls doing a podcast. That's hard to do. That's big technology. That's a big deal.
It's a live podcast.
That's crazy. Second, so what? Walk me through this Dan Quinn situation because it was a 10. You were Vince McMahon entering the ring for Dan Quinn
2 weeks ago.
I don't know about that. Before
ago,
he was hired,
giving you a elbow to the ribs, and you're coming at me like Mama Bear.
I've been a little critical of DQ because remember games 1 and 2, he butchered the end of the first half in terms of clock management and all.
Games 3 and 4 and 5.
Yeah,
and
I've been a little bit out on DQ all year.
Every game that he's ever coached,
I've been a little bit out on DQ all year, just like I have been on Jaden Daniels.
It sounds like Chris Russell's a free agent and might be signed to team.
Ben Johnson alert. Ben Johnson alert.
Oh, buddy. They're 5-3, Chris.
Are you a free agent, Rainey?
You know what I hope for?
Huh.
I hope that somehow Jackson Dart and that bald-headed freak Brian Daboll can just walk right into Soldier Field and just pummel them a little left and a little right and a little left and a little under.
Good luck with that.
By the way, he just called Brian Daboll a bald-headed freak. What does that even mean?
It means he's a bald-headed freak.
I mean, is that, that's not a weird term?
He's bald and he's a little bit of a freak.
Is he a freak? Do we know that?
What does that even mean?
He's a wild, uncontrollable maniac. I mean, did you see him getting fined by going into the blue 10? Get out of here. He's I don't care about your concussion. Get out
unhinged,
here.
I think, is fair.
Unhinged.
Freak
works.
Has a different...
I mean freak in a different way than you're probably taking it.
Not like Petey Pablo freakily.
Yeah, right. Right, exactly. I don't know who that is.
Like, we're not going to hear about Brian Daboll parties.
No,
you know what I mean?
No.
Right.
Now, he's not going full Rex Ryan. He's not into
He's not sucking toes.
Okay. I think that's a good place to end the Blitz today.
I think we came full circle. Alleyway to toe sucking.
Rainey, thanks for joining us as always.
Thank you, boy.
Love you, buddy.
Thanks for rescuing me.
Guess what? You're going to be happy about this. The New Yorker in you is going to be fired up. We got some audio from Mad Dog Russo to play next because Chris Russo is very mad about something.
What are you talking about?
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. PNC's apply. In-app only.
Commanders fans who want to dig deeper into the X's and O's, the Take Command podcast is the pod for you. We break down the plays and schemes and give you in-depth analysis. New episodes drop immediately after games and every Tuesday and Thursday. Listen to and follow Take Command wherever you get your pods.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.